Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crowe. I'm joined today by Mark Henderson. We're talking today about the Monroe Symphony League's book sale. Welcome, Mark. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, first, let's talk a little bit about, folks may not know, hopefully you know, we've got a Monroe Symphony Orchestra. You guys are kind of like an auxiliary arm of the orchestra. What does the Monroe Symphony League do?
We are a nonprofit separate entity that works hand in hand with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. We are a fundraising organization dedicated primarily to education. We raise money to perform the Sound Safari program for elementary schools. It's a concert for children, a symphony concert for children, where they afterwards will get a chance to look at and feel the instruments of the orchestra, and it's meant as a entry gate exposure to symphony music for children. And we also sponsor the Marjorie Strickland Competition, which is a competition open to Louisiana musicians. It is a scholarship program that includes a competition, and the winner then performs at a concert the following season.
So you guys are helping out in lots of ways, getting young minds wrapped around music and what it can do, and then also encouraging those folks that have started playing music to maybe think about that as at the next level.
That's correct. I mean, that's primarily what we do. And our primary way that we raise funds is through a book sale that comes three times a year. And it's going to be this weekend and next weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday this weekend and Friday and Saturday of the following week.
Now, understand you guys have sometimes the good pickings is that very first day, right?
Yes. I mean, we will do a little restocking in between the weekends, but we have been working since our last book sale, which was in June, restocking and freshening, and we are stuffed to the gills with books. And so your best bet to get the best stuff would be to come Saturday.
And is there a cost to come to the book sale?
There is on the first day. Our first day is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and there is a $2 admission charge to get in on that first day. And those funds go toward the upkeep and maintenance of our facility, our building. The rest of the book sale is free, but if you want to get a shot at the best stuff, Saturday's your best
Saturday's,
bet.
Saturday's a big day. Okay, let's talk about that. So, you know, I'm bad. I'll go through a store and I'll see a pretty book that sits on the coffee table, and I might drop $40 on a, or, you know, $50 on a fancy book to put on my coffee table. You got a whole room full of books for my coffee table, right?
It's a room full of books, and they are slightly used books that have been donated to us. We have people coming every Wednesday with carloads of books, and they drop the box off, and we go through it, and we sort those that we think are sellable and those that aren't, and we take the ones that are sellable, and we start setting them out on the shelves. And so the books themselves are all in pretty good shape, and they're terrific value. They will range anywhere from 25 cents would be our cheapest book, up to $2. There are occasionally some that go up to $5, but you're not going to find any books more than $5 in the room.
Now, this is not just a room full of piles of books. This is set up like a bookstore. Y'all are all organized, right?
We have all the books organized by sections. We have a... I've been working on getting the suspense shelves and mystery shelves set up. They're stuffed to the gills. We have cookbooks. We have a terrific religion section, a nonfiction history section. We have an audio-visual section that includes vinyl records, CDs, DVDs, VCRs, even some old cassette tapes that are back there. We have a room full of magazines, magazines and textbooks. So, yeah, I mean, you can pretty well find it's like a bookstore. It's open and it's all set up by topic.
Mark Henderson is joining me. He is with the Monroe Symphony League. Their book sale is getting started back up this weekend. And, Mark, there are lots of interesting things there other than books. You get a chance to go through these books. I'm sure you have a house full of books because you're smart.
I have a house
you're
full
smart
of
guy.
Books.
I used to work with you. I know that. I bought books just because I wanted to look smart. I don't read them always, but they're great for decorating. But you're a smart guy. What's the best thing you've ever found in there that you go, man, I'm really glad I found this one?
I am reading right now a book called This is London, and I got it at the book room. And it is scripts of Edward R. Murrow's broadcasts from London at the time of World War II.
How cool is that?
That's really neat. I mean, I found that fascinating because I've heard some of his old broadcasts, and I love his very viral, I mean, not viral, but vital work, his writings, and they're really tight and great. Now, it's 9 to 5 Saturday, 1 to 5 Sunday, and then 9 to 5 Friday and Saturday of the following week. And this is at 320 North 4th Street.
And what if I've got some great books that I don't need anymore?
We take donations 9 to 1 on Wednesdays.
That's Mark Henderson, Monroe Symphony League book sales going on. And this is all on, Mark, right across the street from the New Star. What's the address?
Caddy Corner, 320 North 4th Street.
320 North 4th Street in downtown Monroe. This is Lanyap. To find out more, visit our website at kedm.org.